Western observers of Russia's presidential election said today that the poll reflected the will of the people, but the candidates' unequal access to the media called into question the overall fairness of the vote. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, or PACE, said the inability of liberal opposition candidates to get their names on the ballot also made the election less than free. Dmitry Medvedev's victory in the election was greeted cautiously across Europe as leaders said they hoped he could mend relations damaged during Vladimir Putin's presidency. British Member of Parliament and a member of PACE currently in Russia is Nigel Evans. He says the new president needs to ensure the transparency of future elections.
I think our main objection is in the run-up to polling day itself, which then draws into question whether we can call it free and fair. But clearly, with only 20 or so observers on the field, I'm afraid we weren't able to come to that judgment. But what we are doing is calling on President-elect Medvedev to look again at one of the first measures that he could do, which is to have sufficient confidence in Russia as a growing economy, important geographically where it is and indeed globally, but also to have confidence in the democratic system within Russia to say that future parliamentary and presidential elections will be open, will be transparent, there will be equality of access to television time, and that we can then start to see that the steps towards a more democratic style of elections, which we see in other European countries, can then also be translated into the Russian system of democracy. As it was put to me by one person, it's democracy, but not quite as we know it.